As we go to the table of the Lord this morning, I want to go back to a passage we referred to last week at the communion table, when it spoke about the effects of Pentecost and 3,000 being born into the church. In the second chapter of Acts, the 42nd verse, it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine," that is teaching, "and fellowship," that is koinonia, that is giving, "and in breaking of bread," that's the communion table, "and in prayer," that is both giving praise to God and with humility submitting our desires to God. It goes on to say in the 46th verse, "And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and the breaking of bread from house to house," King James says. The alternative to that translation is "in the home." This simple act of faith was done in the home. It took the churches of the Middle Ages to make it some high liturgical act, supposing to add the miracle of transubstantiation, that is, by oracle expression, transforming this cup of wine into the literal blood of Christ, and this piece of broken bread into the literal flesh of Christ, trying to add some miracle to this simple expression of faith to compete with the pagan religions which came out of ancient Babylon via Pergamos into the mystery religions of Rome. This act, this simple act of faith, was done in the home. And this simple teacher would again have this communion table to be restored to the home. It requires no special ordination for participation at this table to be done properly. What is required is that we discern the meaning of these elements. I tell you without equivocation, it is a miracle that we do remember at this table when we remember Jesus and what he did. What's the miracle? The eighth verse of Romans 5 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This word translated commendeth in the King James means to set one with another, to unite a portion into the whole. Ninth verse reads, much more than being now righteousified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath in him. Tenth verse says, for if, when we were enemies, there isn't a person that comes to this table that was not before the Spirit of God called him or her, that was not an enemy of God. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. That's the symbol, that's the remembrance that we are to have through this cup, which Jesus said was his blood, which symbolized the life. That which was shed for us, that we might be reconciled. And the foundation of the Christian church being the resurrection of Jesus, wherein we claim, though he died, he was raised by God. And sat down at his right hand. We claim Jesus is living. And he said, as I live, you shall live always. At this table, what we do remember, what we should hold in awe is the miracle that while we were yet sinners, that when we were enemies of God, we were reconciled to God through life, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the grace of God, it is the miracle of God that we take this cup by faith, thanking him for his grace. Take this cup in Jesus. Amen. Also, this as Jesus did, he broke the bread and gave thanksgiving and said, "This is my body." He did not take that little round wafer that tradition has many participate with, that some traditions have raised that little round wafer, which was also coming out of ancient pagan Babylon, baked to the Queen of Heaven. It's broken bread. Simple broken bread at this table. But through it, we remember also Jesus, of whom Isaiah said, not only did the Lord lay on him the iniquity of us all, but that he also took upon himself all our sicknesses and infirmities. And that which was required for our shalom, for our well-being, was laid upon him. And the declaration is that by his stripes, the body, the back in which he offered to the smiters, it says, by his stripes, we are healed. Peter confirmed the fact, looking back at the event, looking at Jesus, and he said, by his stripes, we were healed. By this act of faith, we testify of Jesus and what he did. Whether we see the results here on earth or not, results here on earth are icing on the cake. But the simple act of faith places us in Christ, wherein we shall spend eternity and the opportunity to make this simple faith expression. By taking this bread and proclaiming with our mouth that promise of God, to which we say amen or no doubt, that with his stripes, we were healed. It's a simple act, folks. It started out in the home. In the home is where it should continue. And it was all done by faith. That's what the opportunity at this table presents. And therefore, by faith, we take this bread, declaring and remembering Jesus when we say, by his stripes, we were healed. Amen.